It's the Healthy Woman Show on WJR with Dr. Jonathan Zaidan and Ann Thomas in for Marie Osborne, presented by Women's Excellence.
And welcome into WJR's Healthy Woman Show. I'm Marie Osborne alongside Dr. Jonathan Zaidan. Today, Dr. Jonathan, we are going to talk about menopause. I can't think of a topic where there's more maybe misunderstanding and mystery about it.
Well, I think today we're going to get into, we have a patient testimonial, and we're going to be able to actually get into the real benefits of why you need a true menopausal evaluation.
And how important that is for your general health and well-being long-term for women.
Not only your general health and well-being, but also your psychological well-being, right? Everything that happens during that change, during menopause, affects you. And it's very important that you're managed appropriately. Not that we have to manage you as a person, but more that we have to manage the symptoms so that you function like a normal person.
And we're going to be talking about menopause today on the Healthy Woman Show here on WJR. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Healthy Woman Show, highlighting weight loss management. For more information, visit womensexcellence.com.
So, Dr. Zaidan, today, the big topic of menopause, and of course, you're going to help us to break this all down. I think probably what we should start with is, what is menopause? It's something that all women, if we're lucky enough to live long enough, are going to encounter. So, technically, medically speaking, what is menopause?
Well, maybe I should put my white coat on and say it the way it really is. And in the textbook, it would be the cessation of menses for greater than 12 months with no other defined etiology. But that's really what menopause is when you stop producing estrogen. And when you stop producing estrogen, a lot of things happen to your body.
Certainly for women, it's a big change in our lives. When I was thinking and preparing for the show, what I thought about was where I learned a lot about menopause was hearing older women talk about it and what they went through or what their aunt went through. And it was always talked often with a whisper or, you know, kind of with some mystery around it. That's not a great way to get information about menopause, such a big change, an important change in our lives.
Well, we keep changing, you know, women's excellence as a practice. And no one likes change. If there's one thing I've learned, no one likes change, right?
Right.
And menopause is no different.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's a change in how your body functions and potentially how you feel, and not in everyone, but in some people, and also how your healthcare needs to be managed. And it's also at a critical time in your life where you really need to pay attention to your body in more than you've ever had to in the past, just because of the natural aging process, not just the menopausal process itself. So it's very important, I think, that people really understand that, you know, it's the change that, you know, is difficult. And that's why people whisper it and they talk about it kind of on the sly. And that's why there's so many wives' tales about what someone should do if they're menopausal. And there's so many pieces of advice around the water cooler. Of course, the water cooler isn't the water cooler anymore, right? It's more,
you know, internet
everywhere,
now.
Right? Yeah. It's a blog, it's yes, somewhere else, yes. But it's more about that.
Let's talk a little bit about the symptoms of menopause. Your patients, when they come to you, what are some of the things that they present with?
I mean, it's really, truly a myriad of symptoms. But the biggest ones, I think, are hot flashes, night sweats, really decreased sex drive, maybe some atrophy in the vagina or what we call vaginal dryness. I mean, those are the big ones. But then there's all kinds of other little ones, such as like fatigue. They just don't feel good. The onset of weight gain. Those would be the main ones.
When we talk about those symptoms, you know, some of those seem like they're manageable symptoms. When should the red flag go up that there's something wrong that you actually really do need to see a healthcare provider for?
Well, I really think that you should see a healthcare provider as soon as you're getting symptoms, because typically the symptoms will worsen. And even if they don't worsen, they are signifying other changes in your body that you need to evaluate, such as your bone health and cardiovascular health and breast health and all those other things. So I really believe that, you know, as soon as you start to get symptoms like that, I think you should probably be evaluated.
And this prompted you at Women's Excellence to come up with a service line, a menopausal service line, right, where people can get questions answered?
Well, you know, it's been my passion the entire time ever since I started to develop a comprehensive center where we were excellent at certain things. And we, you know, continue to develop that. And as you know, we've talked about it in the past. We do bladder control. We do endometriosis. We do midwifery. And now we, you know, we do menopause. And menopause was really in the forefront of that because it's such an important topic. And we had a great nurse practitioner, Shannon Hill, who now is Shannon Brazil. And she actually helped develop the center. So we thought, this is a segment of the population where, you know, they're done with having babies. So being in the waiting room with a lot of pregnant moms, it may or may not be applicable to them. And their schedules are different, and the times that we see them are different, and the symptoms they have are different. All those things kind of prompted us to say, you know, why don't we break this down and kind of put somebody who more specializes in that center? Because isn't that what we want to do? We want to go to the place and get the right treatment at the right time from, you know, with the right diagnosis. And the best way to do that is when you're getting those types of symptoms, kind of differentiate that in our practice right from the get-go, from the first appointment.
And Shannon Brazil will be joining us in our next segment, I'm happy to say. So she'll be able to help us understand a little more, not just about menopause, but the treatment for menopause and how, of course, your patients are treated for this change in life, as you say, that sometimes maybe they're not ready for or anticipating.
Well, I'm excited to have her on the show because she's had a wealth of experience over the past years doing this, exactly what we're going to talk about today, right? I mean, you know, it's not somebody who, you know, just started treating patients yesterday. Shannon has a wealth of experience. She'll go over how long she's been in practice and so forth. She may not like that because I guess I'm calling her old, but that's not the case at all. But the truth,
seasoned doctor,
but she is a seasoned provider who's seen it all. And you know what's really important, you mentioned it earlier, is people whisper about menopause because the truth of the matter is a lot of conditions that women have go untreated purely because there's no obvious abnormality. You know, we see it, and we've talked about it on previous shows with endometriosis. A young girl looks healthy, there's nothing wrong with them, yet we find plenty of things that are absolutely wrong when we find endometriosis. And menopause is the exact same. You see someone walking in the mall, they look absolutely normal, but you don't understand that they're fatigued, they have insomnia, that, you know, they're having relationship issues because things have changed in that perspective. These are all real factors, and nobody really likes to talk about them. And I believe that that's the number one reason why we decided to do this show initially, was to bring, you know, to the forefront these types of issues that people don't want to talk about. They shouldn't whisper about them. We should be talking about them loud and clear over the airwaves of WJR today.
And that's exactly what we're doing. The impact of menopause on a woman's life. That's what we're talking about today on the WJR Healthy Woman Show. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to a nurse practitioner who's dedicated her professional life to helping women through this very important part of their life. Stay with us here on WJR. Welcome back to the Healthy Woman Show here on WJR. I'm Marie Osborne alongside Dr. Jonathan Zaden. We're talking about menopause, and joining us is nurse practitioner Shannon Brazil. Shannon, welcome to the show. We're so glad you could join us.
Thank you for having me.
As I said in the last segment, you've dedicated your life to this big, important part in our life as women. We all, luckily, if we're lucky enough, get to go through menopause, live a nice, long, healthy life, but it can also have such a great impact on our lives.
Absolutely.
And when you say dedicate her life, I mean, it's not uncommon for me to get a note from Shannon that was, you know, generated at 11:07 p.m., okay?
Yes.
So it's a true statement.
It is a passion for me, definitely.
She dedicates her life to this.
Yes.
So why are you so passionate about menopause care?
I really wanted to provide women a place of comfort and acceptance and an environment that they would feel free and open to speak about these concerns that are strongly affecting their life, their relationship, their job, their health. And I was just passionate about providing a place. And Dr. Zaden provided me that opportunity over 20 years ago. We met and we joined forces to create centers of excellence. And I was lucky enough to create a menopausal center. And I started out with just doing traditional menopause. And then I found women wanted more. They wanted more. They wanted more natural options. They wanted something bioidentical, which we'll talk about. So over 15 years ago, I made it a mission of mine to learn, to really research and learn about bioidentical hormones and natural options.
And that is so important, because what I was finding from a surgical perspective in our practice, and you know, our practice has grown, it's much bigger today than it was at that time. But what I was finding is that, you know, I was doing the surgery and I was also trying to manage the menopause in the postoperative period. And really, Shannon and I became, you know, kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of team. Mm-hmm. And what happened was is that, you know, she would kind of take over the patient from the menopausal aspect, or I would start them maybe in you know, toward a treatment plan, and then she would kind of tailor that treatment plan. And overall, it just made sense.
Yes.
To kind of bring it into its own center.
And yes. And so women have just this dedicated place to go,
right,
to talk about their symptoms.
It was important to me that I made it comfortable too.
Right.
It's you know, we have pillows in the waiting room for back pain, and we have you know, water fountain, and we run oils, and so it smells nice, it feels good, it's a welcoming environment, because women come in to see me, especially new patients, and they're nervous, they are afraid. They've heard things like you alluded to from their neighbors and coworkers, and they're afraid. And I want them to feel comforted for when they walk in. And it's usually, I hear that a lot, where they're like, "I'm in the right place now," and that's
what
I want them to feel.
I have to say, that is what she just mentioned is a really big part of it, because you know, I think all of our offices look nice. And we've talked about, we're opening a new office in Lapeer, and I think it's really one of the nicest building structures in Lapeer. Our offices, you know, they all have, you know, nice accompaniments, nice flooring. You know, we spend a lot of time to that. But Shannon took what we had, what I would call the good bones of our, you know, of our buildings. But, you know, she took it and made it a personal place. Mm-hmm. And everyone in the center has done the same. So,
yeah.
You know, it's truly a team that she created there. And that, I think, gives it a lot of its magic.
So can you tell us a little bit, Shannon, about, and this is really a big part of what we want to talk to you about, are these bioidentical hormones. What is that? What does it mean? Is this the old-fashioned estrogen that doctors used to give us? What is this?
So in the past, we've pretty much been, medicine has been surrounded with what we call synthetic products. So these are just chemicals that are made in traditional factories and in different ways. And they're not considered natural. That means that isn't a bad thing, but that was the women's only option. You know, you come in and you do nothing, or you are handed a synthetic product. And there still are times when we use synthetic estrogens. But bioidenticals were created as an alternative, an option for women to think outside of the box, per se, and use hormones that are natural. That means they're biologically as close to what your body used to produce before menopause. And they're made from plants, they're made from roots, they're made from yams in some cases, interestingly enough. So the other great thing about bioidenticals, I can customize them. So when I order a medication from a traditional pharmacy, I'm limited to the dosing and the ingredients that are provided by that pharmaceutical company. Bioidenticals are different. I create a recipe for you, a recipe of what you need. It could be estrogen, but it also could be testosterone. It could be a hormone called pregnenolone. So these are a lot of other hormones that I can't give you in a traditional, you know, synthetic form. So I customize what you need based on
symptoms.
Symptoms.
Right?
I was just going to ask, how do you figure that out?
When a woman comes in to see me, I spend a lot of time. I have a nice questionnaire form that tells me a little bit about where they're starting from. And then I take those symptoms and I take some laboratory values. So I measure their hormones and I put that together with what they told me and their lab values and create a formula for them. And some women want the whole gamut. They want estrogen, they want progesterone, but some women come in and they don't want estrogen. And I think the misconception is that people think if they don't want estrogen, there's nothing I can do to help them.
And I think that's probably the center really adds value. You know, you always look at how does something add value? Sure, we have a personalized center, all of those things. People are very friendly. We understand your disease process, but how do we add value? How does Women's Excellence add value? And Shannon Shirley is the embodiment of Women's Excellence trying to add value. And it's looking at the patient individually and making sure that as a company, we have all the tools available to treat the condition. You know, I referred to building earlier. When you build a building, you have to have all the tools to build that building. You can't build it without an electrician, without a plumber, right, without a foundation. You can't do all of those things. I think so many times I see, different, healthcare entities that offer only what they have. And what we have at the Menopause Center and all throughout the company is, basically a lot of tools, and we can use those tools as we need them. And, that's what Shannon does. Yeah. She's got laboratory analysis available. Yeah. She's got the ability to provide bioidentical hormones. She's got good relationships, right, with compounding pharmacies. She's Absolutely. Got all those things to, yeah, do what she needs to do, and she utilizes them great. So I don't mean to dominate that, but I think, yeah, it's very important that people don't always know that, what they're getting. And oftentimes what they're getting is what someone has. Right. Shannon has everything available to her, including other testing, which I'm sure you're going to,
yeah,
talk about.
And what I want to be clear about is some women come in and they're afraid of hormones. They've heard
Absolutely.
All of these negative things. They cause cancer. They And there are some truths to that, not as aggressive or excessive as what the media has made it out to be, but I want to kind of clear those truths for them. Let them know what the facts are, what the studies do show about hormones, and go over their personal risk. Because sometimes women think that they take this hormone, they're going to get cancer, and that is so far from the truth. But we talk about that, and I talk about all of the risks. We even offer genetic testing. So if I have somebody that does have a strong history of cancer in their family, we can incorporate that as part of their workup, as part of their testing, to include the genetic factors as well. So if a woman doesn't want hormones, I have a lot of options. I use essential oils. We talk about diet. We talk about exercise. There's a lot of other things, but hormones are definitely going to be an option for a lot of women. But the key thing is just getting them in there to talk to me,
Do you find that some women, when they get into menopause, have very few symptoms and they seem to do pretty well?
Where
there are others who, the debilitating,
yeah,
hot flashes,
oh,
and others.
Sure. Yeah. The range, I always say I could line up 10 women and hear 10 completely different stories.
Wow.
But I tell people and hormones aren't for everyone, and I don't push them on people. I go over all the options. I start with, the conservative and work up to all the different options. But you're right. Some women go right through this without any problem. I think a positive attitude helps a lot, too. I always, because I see women through their whole lifespan. And so when their women are getting into their 40s, we start talking about this. I start talking about this is what's going to start happening. The best thing you can do right now is say, I got this, right? This is going to be fine. If I'm not fine, I will come in and see you, and we will, But like Dr. Zane alluded to, you should come in even way before menopause and establish a relationship so that we can have this relationship, and I can make sure that your heart is fine, and your bones are fine, and your mind is fine going into menopause. It's not just treating after the fact, and that's okay. If women come in after the fact, we can help them too. But I want to see them before. I want to see them when they're 20 and 30 and 40 so that I can you know, really prepare them for this stage of life.
And the truth of the matter is that, you know, we're afraid of change, and certainly women are afraid of change, but we're all afraid of change. I'm afraid of change too. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it doesn't feel good when you get up and your elbow hurts a little more than it ever did, right? So we're afraid of that. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, we also are in an environment here, and we're very fortunate to be in this environment where we are doing so much more longer. Right. So not only have, you know, from a medical perspective, have we increased our lifespan, but we've also increased, you know, what I call the quality of life of our lifespan. Right. I mean, I have people all the time, and I know Shannon does too, that are playing tennis at 65, mm-hmm. right? That they are skiing at 70 years old. You know, they're in a healthy sexual relationship, 68. 70 years old, and I'm operating on them for bladder control, right? And they want to make sure that that's not going to be harmed, right? Or whatever. So, you know, I think it's very important that, you know, like what Shannon's doing when she's looking at a patient is she's looking at what is that patient's goal? You know, everybody's different, right? Some people, the relationship side isn't the most important part. Some people, it's about being more with mental clarity. And she looks at all those individual things.
Shannon, I want to thank you so much for being with us today here on the Healthy Woman Show. Helped answer a lot of really important questions about what you specifically do at the center to help women through this important part of their lives.
Yes.
And coming up next, Dr. Zaden, we're going to be talking to one of your patients who's gone through this process. So we'll get some questions answered there.
Well, I think this is a patient that both Shannon and I have had contact with.
Yes, she's a patient of both of ours, yeah.
So that would be great.
Excellent. We continue here on WJR. Welcome back to the WJR Healthy Woman Show. We're talking about menopause today. And Dr. Zaden, we have one of your patients on the line. We have Shannon Brazil, your nurse practitioner, joining us. She's the one who specializes, of course, in menopause services at the practice. Michelle, welcome to WJR. I'm so glad you could join us today to talk about a topic that a lot of people don't really want to talk publicly about. So we really want to thank you for taking the time to do it today.
My pleasure. I'm glad to do it.
You know, we were talking earlier about how a lot of the menopausal stuff is kind of whispered from one person to the next, and, you know, about how, you know, we put together a menopausal center, and oftentimes how, you know, I may treat somebody for a certain disease process and then they ultimately transition over to getting menopausal care with Shannon, so at our menopause center. So, you know, it's kind of nice because you really had that, right?
Right. Michelle, can you share a little bit about my center, the menopausal office, and how you feel when you come there? And do you feel like it's a place for you, for a menopausal woman?
Well, yes, actually, it's quite a change from the doctor's office, though I love Dr. Zaden's office. It's very close to my home. Since I've been coming to the menopausal center, it's been very calm, and it's not as hectic, and it's very accommodating. Every time you have an issue, it's addressed, and it's addressed promptly and efficiently. And actually, I can ask for a better place to go for things that are specific to my age and condition.
Thank you, Michelle, for that very much. I've worked hard to create that environment for you.
It's like kudos to Shannon because, you know, she spent her whole career to make that happen, right? So
yeah, she's done a very good job of it.
Yeah. Now, I know that I've been treating you with bioidentical hormones. Can you tell us a little bit about your process with that and kind of maybe what you were doing before bioidentical hormones and how you feel, you know, after?
Well, as I went through menopause, I experienced this general symptoms that most women do with the hot flashes and the discomfort that women often get when they're that age, and dryness. Mm-hmm. And when I was prescribed the bioidentical hormones, they seemed to abate that situation. But as time went on, the prescription had to go up because as my hormones I assume, as they depleted, I needed to have more. So it's been pretty good because every time I had a concern, my prescription, my blood's been tested and my prescription's been changed, and it's addressed the issues that I've had, inability to sleep, maybe my libido, my mood, all those things have been in, have been helped immensely and by these hormones.
Michelle, that is a great point. I thank you for bringing that up, that this is a continuous process. You know, it, the initial formula we make for you is going to change over time.
Right.
And that is a great point because it, it's always an evolving process. And I'm here, Women's Excellence is there to help them because it is going to change. You know, I definitely see women, once we get you on a formula, we plan on seeing you for sure every year. But I tell them, if something changes, I'm here and we'll evaluate and change accordingly.
Right.
And Michelle struggled a lot with the vaginal symptoms. And sometimes the bioidentical hormones help with that, you know, 100%, but then there's sometimes that they don't. So we offer other services that can add to that, can stand alone or add to the bioidenticals. And one of those services is vaginal rejuvenation, which Michelle also did. And it's a procedure to help women with that area that we don't like to talk about, but sexual comfort, vaginal dryness, you know, and pleasure.
Can you explain to our listeners what the process is for that?
So we use a fractionated CO2 laser to restore the tissues of the vaginal walls, inside and external. During menopause, a lot changes down there. The skin thins, the tissues become very dry, the blood flow is not there. So that we utilize a laser, and it's not a painful procedure. Michelle, you can attest to that.
Right. It's a very easy and it's done very efficiently, I think. My circumstances were such that I received three separate treatments. I understand some women only need two treatments. I did mine in a set of three and equally spaced out in time. And we generally came up with the idea that see how it would be and what the results would be and continue on until we got to the place where it seemed to be best. I had been using another item called an S-ring, and that helped produce or abate the dryness, but I was really interested in not having to use an inserted drug and rather have my situation be abated by a procedure that then I wouldn't have to use the additional drug.
You know, as I listened to you talk, Michelle, it really means something to me because we had done, I mean, you had some urinary incontinence and we did your bladder suspension. And when we did that, part of the reason that we used our S-ring was we wanted to maintain the health of the vaginal tissue after we had, you know, corrected the incontinence problem. So, you know, we went from that perspective. And now, you know, full bore, because of all the tools that we have at Women's Excellence, now we've gotten to the point where we fixed the incontinence. We've taken care of the vaginal problem in a more natural way where your body has restored more blood supply and all of that, which has, you know, maintained our incontinence problem that's no longer there. And then you also have the lack of having to use vaginal products because they're so messy. So, I mean, it's really nice to hear you talk when I'm listening to it full bore.
Right. It is such a pleasure for my pleasure and my husband and my relationship. Mm-hmm. It is just the enhancement is wonderful, and I just can't express how it kind of turned back the clock for us and really helped us to connect again in a special way.
And so this is really indicative of how impactful menopause can be on a woman's life. As you said very early on in our show, it impacts relationships.
For
with,
sure.
You know, with not just your husband, but with your family or your partner, but with everyone. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today on the Healthy Woman Show here on WJR. I know that Dr. Zaden, as well as nurse practitioner Shannon Brasil, are really pleased to hear your story once again and the whole process.
It's like every show, right, Marie? When we do these testimonials, it makes me realize why we do what we do, and it gets us through all the difficult things in medicine that we all experience with insurance and all the other things that we talk about, and that, you know, we get a good patient outcome and it changes their life, and that's what we want to be, life changers. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michelle, so much.
And we thank you for joining us here on the WJR Healthy Woman Show. We'll continue when we come back. Dr. Zaden, so much information about menopause. I learned a few things myself in this segment, and I had no idea of the kind of services that your practice offered specifically to women who are going through this very important change in their lives. I mean, things like the mammography and the other, like bone density testing and all of that. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, what really came through is what I said earlier about quality of life, right? I mean, you know, I can't stress that enough, in that we want to live differently in our 50s, 60s, and 70s today in 2020 or 19, right, than we did, you know, back in the 50s.
Absolutely.
Right? Back in 1950, I mean, people were just happy if they made it to 50, 60, and so on and so forth, and they didn't have a lot of expectations. Today, our patients have expectations, and it's our goal at Women's Excellence to meet them. That's number one. But, you know, also making it convenient for the patient is really a big factor, because not only have our expectations changed from how we want to feel, but our expectations as a customer have changed too, because we're busier than we've ever been. And so what we've done at Women's Excellence to combat that is we've added mammography to our center. You can actually get your mammogram like 20 feet from where you park your car. And it happens all in 20 minutes. I mean, it's amazing. You don't have to go to the hospital. You don't have to park. You don't have to go to a parking structure, get a parking thing validated.
A second appointment.
All that. You drive in, you get your mammogram, and in many cases, we do your annual exam on the same day, and that's right. What we're really striving for. We also do bone mineral density testing. That should be done every 2 years or every year if you have a problem. And that's very important, and we have that in both of our locations accessible to every office because it's within a very short distance. So we have it in our Lake Orion campus, which is accessible to our Clarkston location, and we have it in our Birmingham, Royal Oak, soon to be Royal Oak office, and that's accessible to our West Bloomfield patients and our Royal Oak Birmingham patients. So, I mean, that's an important factor. We also do micronutrient testing. These are things that Shannon didn't talk about, where we can actually test for all the little nutrients that you have in your blood to make sure there's no deficiencies, because if there's a little deficiency in one of the nutrients that you may be lacking, that can change some of the enzymatic processes and often change how you feel from a menopausal perspective and maybe even how the hormones work. So that's another thing we offer. We offer genetic testing. I know Shannon mentioned it just briefly, but I mean, we were recently on Channel 7 talking about genetic testing. It is a very important thing, and it's very important for us to tailor the amount of screening and the detail of screening that we do for people. I think that is an intense service that we offer. It's probably, you know, not we're not bringing it up enough. And finally, we also look at not only just our regular hormones, but also the adrenal hormones. And then, of course, doing therapies that are not hormonal based, like laser vaginal rejuvenation, is absolutely, I think, paramount to some people that maybe aren't candidates for hormones. Maybe they've had tumors or cancers where they're not a candidate for hormones. We talk so much about hormones today, but what about those patients who would gladly use them, but they clearly have medical contraindications such as blood clots, a previous pulmonary embolus, a cancer, both, maybe a uterine cancer or a breast cancer. So, you know, these things, we can offer therapies not only from a natural perspective, systemically, but also with a laser vaginal rejuvenation to help restore the tissue down below so that they can be sexually active in the future. So that's a lot that I just covered, but I guess I'm running on so fast because I'm so excited.
And the thing also is that people, you mentioned it earlier, that some women walk around with bladder leakage and vaginal dryness and hot flashes that can be debilitating, and they just go, oh, you know what, I'm just too busy today, I've got too many things to do, and I'll deal with it. And what you're saying is you there is help. There's easy help out there.
Listen, Michelle had a lot of those things, you know, our testimonial today, and we took care of all of them at Women's Excellence. And we did all of her testing through Women's Excellence and all of her treatment through Simple Outpatient Surgical Center. So, I mean, you know, this is, you know, making it convenient for the patient is what we're about, but making sure that we're giving quality and the most efficient, minimally invasive care as well. And I mean, I think, you know, today was a great show because we were able to really have a patient that embodied the vision that we have.
And one of the things, too, that I want you to mention before we close out today's show here on the WJR Healthy Woman Show is your offices. You've got offices throughout Oakland County, the Royal Oak office, your Lapeer office. You talked about the Lapeer office a little earlier.
Yeah, it's you know, really gratifying. We're just on August 26th going to open up our Royal Oak office, and it's really a flagship office for us. It's beautiful. We did a great job, I think, designing it. It's based for customer service. Ultimately, I think we'll have a really good footprint in the Royal Oak area. It's very close to Beaumont. It's right on Woodward. Very visible. We have a great sign on the road, so people will be able to find it, because that's always the biggest problem, right? You know, it's like, I couldn't find my doctor's office, especially if they're a new patient. And then our Lapeer location, I am so proud that we made the decision to open that office. Not only have we had an amazing outreach from patients on our live chat and everywhere else, but it's going to make us accessible to those people in the Port Huron area. It's going to make us accessible to the people west, and it's certainly going to make us accessible to the people north of the Lapeer area, as well as the Lapeer Metamora area. And we're so conveniently located right on the corner, basically right on the corner, if there is a corner, of M24, Lapeer Road, and I-69. I mean, it couldn't be a more convenient location.
As we do a quick wrap-up here, Dr. Zaden, just tell women who might be dealing with those symptoms of menopause, what's the takeaway message?
Don't be shy. Get treatment. And there are treatments available to make you feel like you.
To make you feel like you. And like your testimonial, Michelle said, your client said, your patient said, there's joy back in her life. I was touched by the fact that she said that.
You know, that's what we're all about. It makes me so proud every time I hear that from a patient. And I think it's really an amazing thing that we're able to do. And, you know, I'm glad that Women's Excellence is getting to, you know, a critical mass size, that we're able to offer all of the tools in the tool belt to solve a patient's problem in a convenient, comfortable way. And we have a few new providers coming on board, which I'd like to mention. We have three new physicians coming on board to our practice. I'm very proud of. One has already started. Her name is Melody Zoma. One is starting this week, and her name is Kayla Hassano. And we also have Abigail Boyd, who's starting. So in order to, you know, open these new offices, we had to, you know, garner a little bit of physician support. And so we've done that by adding those physicians. We've also added a new nurse practitioner, Amber Elling. She was on a previous show, who's going to be out in our Lapeer office and probably in some of our other offices as well. And then also we've added to our midwifery service, which I can't believe how fast is growing. And I think that's purely a function of the fact that we've had such a low C-section rate and such great outcomes. And they're so sought after. So we added Amber Solea, who started about a month ago, and then Deanna Hart, who starts this week. So, I mean, what a pleasure to see Women's Excellence grow in a comfortable, convenient way.
Dr. Zaden, thanks again for joining us here on WJR, and thank you for listening today. We'll see you again next month for the WJR Healthy Woman Show.
The Healthy Woman Show has been presented by Women's Excellence.